we left off with the discussion of, let's remind ourselves of the machlokes. What's the case of, right, ganav v'tavach v'shabbos, right? So Rashi said that it means that ganav ayidei hotza'a, right? And then he was tavach, right? And the Ramban and the Rashba saying no, it means ganav b'shas tficha al yidei kinyan chatzer. We saw that machlokes to the three problems they had with Rashi and how they tried to resolve it. Then in the next cases where we got into a little trouble in the Rashba, we had ganav v'tavach v'macheres. Rashi says the same thing, ganav b'macheres v'acharkach tavach b'macheres, right? And just like here you had Chol Shabbos and Chol Shabbos, here you had macheres and macheres, right? Well, the Rashba said, the Ramban didn't weigh in on this, we're not sure if he would follow his logic the next line, but the Rashba follows logic the next line and says no, it's ganav b'shastvicha al-yidei kinyan hagba, obviously assuming something we discussed a little earlier, that if you're still holding something that counts as a kinyan hagba. The question for the that emerged for the Rashba was, hold on, why weren't you kona it beforehand with kinyan hagba? Right? So now the question is, ask the Rashba, why weren't you gonave when you first picked it up? And the answer, says the Rashba, that you had niskavein shelo liknos ad shas tzvicha. Right, that was the sheet of the Rashba we left off with, that he had kavana, that he didn't want to be a ganef. He didn't want to be kona until shas tzvicha. In the first case, that's not just chiddush. You had kavana not to steal until shas tzvicha because you didn't do anything. Of course, if you didn't do anything and you had kavana not to steal it, then you're not a thief. Here it's pashut, right? It was in your chatzar. You didn't do anything. So, of course you're not a thief until you decide to steal it. You haven't done anything, but over here, you might have picked it up. So, you're not a thief until you decide to be kona. So, what's pshat? Is it really true? Right? That's what the Achronim had trouble with, right? What does this Rashba mean? Does this Rashba really mean I can steal something at a kavana shelo liknos and then I won't be a thief?
I mean, it's not as bad as all that. I mean, it's not like you have a kavana that's good at all. It's just have a kavana to push off the kinyan. I mean, that's not as bad as, I mean, it's not as bad as you say it.
When you say not as bad, you mean practically, not conceptually, right?
Yeah.
You mean conceptually it's okay, and practically it's not so bad. Okay, I agree with you 100%. Lamaisa, there are three ways of understanding the svara of the Rashba, right? How can you exempt yourself from Geneva by Havana Shalomiknos? So we saw one answer, this is exactly where we left off. We saw the Dvar Avraham. The Dvar Avraham said that it wasn't just a trick kavanish lo liknos. He really didn't mean to steal it. That's a bit of a docha gokemta. He was just moving it from place to place. He really didn't mean to steal it until he decided to sheft it. So he says, lo niskavin ligzo klau. Meaning, his intention was innocent. Okay, it's a dochoko kinta in the Rashba. The Rashba means this guy, he tunneled into your house, and his intention was innocent when he picked up your goat until he shechted it, but maybe he's moving the goat from place to place. He's an animal lover. He likes playing with animals until he decided that he's a meat lover more. So, Rav Elchanan is also bothered by this. Rav Elchanan is always also bothered by this, and Rav Elchanan wants to say that of course a ganef cannot just say, I'm miskaven not to be kona. No. Well, something good for you, you can say, I'm miskaven not to be kona and get out of it. You can't say, I'm miskaven not to be kona and not to be chayiv and not to be navarian. You can't get out of liability by miskaven shlodekinos. But Rav Chanan says, the Rashba only meant to say this in this kind of kneva. What was unique about this kind of kneva? It was kimlid ravmina. He's not actually chayiv anything. There is no liability in this kind of kneva. In kimlid ravmina kneva, there is no liability. There is no chiyuv. There is no punishment. There's only benefit. What's the benefit? The benefit is that even though we possibly have to give it back, as long as it's intact, that I can take it, and if I break it, if I eat it, whatever, I don't have to give it back. So says the Kobach Yerim that only in Geneva with Kimlid Rabine you can decide not to be Kona because it is a benefit and not a liability. That's what he means. He means Kimlid Rabine is a Kenyan. What does he mean by Kimlid Rabine is a Kenyan? I know some people, then he says, regular Gneva, of course you can't have in mind not to be a Ganef. That's ridiculous. In Kimlid Rabine, you're not a Ganef. You're not Chayiv as a Ganef. You're just Kona something. So you can have in mind not to be Kona. I don't think he means, well, some people I've met do, that Kimlid Rabine is Mamash a Kenyan. I trade my life for the object, and it's like a barter. I don't think that's what he means. I think what he means is that once I steal something in Kimlid Rabine, I only benefit from stealing it. I have no liability from stealing it. Once I only benefit and I have no liability, then I can decide whether I want to benefit or not. Liability, I can't decide I want to get out of liability. No, that's ridiculous. I can't get out of my liability. But I have no liability, so turn around me, I only have benefit. I can decide I don't want the benefit yet.
In this and in some of the others, what he's saying is, since there's no punishment because of accumulating the robbery, it's not a gedeva. Unless you have a punishment, it's not like you didn't do the chayt. If there's no punishment,
it's an interesting question. So you might have said, look, a gneva is still a gneva regardless of whether you're chayiv for it or pachad for it, right? That's the chiddush of Rav Chanan, right? But you and I would have said a gneva is a gneva. Whether or not you're chayiv is a separate question. We want to know, are you a ganef? Not, are you chayiv for being a ganef? I agree with your intuition. I would have said that no, the fact is Kimlid Rabine just means we technically have punishing. Gneva is still Gneva. He seems to assume that no, when you deal with Kimlid Rabine, it's not a regular kind of Gneva. It's a sort of the good half of Gneva, the beneficial half of Gneva without the detrimental half of Gneva. And therefore it's something which you can decide you want or you don't want because it's all for your good anyway. I agree, that's a chiddush. It's not so pashut. I might have said Gneva is Gneva. Then tell me later if I can punish you.
But one step further, in Kimli Min Rabile, the point is you're getting punishment of Misa. Is that the Misa is a separate thing, or is the Misa is already including the punishment you have for Geneva?
Uh-huh.
In which case, all this is...
The simplest shot is it's a separate thing. That's the simplest shot.
I mean, but the action of Yuchai Misa is happening after I steal it, according to Rashi. How can you say that the big picture...
No, he's talking about the Macheris. I'm Chai Misa the whole time.
Oh, alright.
Right. In Shabbos, he didn't have the problem.
Right.
Okay, so this is...
You make the Dvar of Rahman's problem.
Right, this is a little dachuk in the Okimta. This is a little dachuk in the Svara, or I don't know if I'd say dachuk, because it's hard to tell, but it's certainly mechudish in the Svara. Is that Kimlid Rabine is not just, doesn't just happen to mean it's not enforceable, it actually changes the nature of my gneva. Of course, the third option, I didn't find any of that Gronin, but the third option is just take the Rashba Kipshuto. The third option is the Rashba Kipshuto. Remember, we had a big chakir about the nature of Gneva. Is Gneva a type of Hezek, or is Gneva within the realm of Kenyanin? If Gneva is a Kenyan, then maybe it's really true that without Das, I'm not Kona. This does become a little tricky, then anyone could get away with theft, right? If I just have a Kavanah Shel Hadikta. So I think maybe Gneva is only present if you do a kenyan, and without das, liknos, it's not a kenyan. But that's ridiculous, because then everyone can go steal whatever they want and just have them lying out to be koneh, and there won't be a ganeth, and that obviously can't be. That would be too ridiculous. So then you just have to add one thing. Maybe what you have to add is that, and I don't know, maybe this is, someone wants to say this with the Burm, I don't know, that if I go into your house and I steal something, and I say, I'm taking it home, I want to sell it, I want to eat it, I want to hang it, you know, I want to use it in my garage, I want to drive it, but I don't have kavanah to be koneh, then that's lying. That's not a sincere kavanah. I do have kavanah to be koneh. What does to be koneh mean? If I want to use it for myself, that's called kavanah to be koneh. Maybe in a normal case of gneiva, in a chanami, if a ganav stole without kavanah to be koneh, he wouldn't be chayev. But he always has kavanah to be koneh, because kavanah to use it for his own purposes is kavanah to be koneh. The only way you cannot have kavanah to be koneh, honestly not have kavanah to be koneh, is in this case, where you don't have kavanah to be koneh until you're ready to use it. Maybe that's that a ganav could get away with. He says, I don't want to be koneh now, I only want to be koneh later, and maybe this would be a big kiddush, you know, regardless of the lumpness, this is a big kiddush l'maisa. So maybe if I steal and say I never, or let's say better, you can sincerely have kavana shelo liknos until you use the object. Meaning, yes, this trick would work, but it would only work until the ganav starts treating this object as his own, until he sells the object, until he uses the object, until he benefits from the object. So therefore, this trick wouldn't really help most practical ganavs. Because even if they have kavanah shelo liknos, no, they don't really mean kavanah shelo liknos, because they plan to take it home and use it. It would only, this trick would only help in this one rare case. This is what David was saying, right? Where if kavanah shelo liknos for another 10 minutes, then that would work. Because Packer, for the next 10 minutes, I'm just walking around your house. When have I really acted like an owner of this object?
Maybe you could say this whole thing only applies for something like Mishicha, but if you have a Shinui, Shinui Rishus included, and Tvicha, then it wouldn't apply.
Could be. Or maybe we could even add, until you take the object home, right? I mean, this is the case where he was still in the Machteres, right? Here he was still in the Machteres, he still wasn't ready to use the animal, he had no benefit from it. Then you could have kavanah shelo liknos. But once you take it home, and certainly once you use it, once you benefit from it, then even if you say you have kavanah shelo liknos, you don't mean it. And maybe then you can understand the Rashba.
Could you also connect to the Kovit Shirim and say that you know he really has kavanah, because why would he push it off if he doesn't have any liability anyway?
You could, but that's not what he means. Okay, I'm not sure. Sorry, Ian. He's normally mischayev on as soon as he picks it up. The question is, what happened in this case where he's kavanah shelo liknos?
Why did he always time it?
What?
How could you ever be mischayev as soon as he picks it up? He could always time it. I didn't mean to be funny.
No, maybe only if he times that. If he's a smart, if he's a good lawyer, he'll time to that. But maybe if he doesn't have a good lawyer, he won't time to that. But you're right, meaning if he had a good lawyer, then he would never be chayev for picking it up for a bones. Right.
Go with bank and not deposit until tomorrow.
Right. Okay. Sorry, Ian. If you can really say this, that mamish your kavanah shelo liknos works, makes you not a ganav. It seems exceedingly radical. It seems like everyone can take advantage of English over sofa, and there goes the world. Right. You're left without law and order. You're left without law and order in the world. Okay. I tried to limit it, but sorry, Ian. You understand why the Achronim had to give an answer. I was wondering about that, perhaps if you have kavanah shelo liknos, you're still a shol shol midas, so you still have some chiyuvim, just not all chiyuvim, but you have to figure out.
He wants to return it, he wants to use it for a month.
Right. Right, so I think that might also be possible, although we'd have to figure out, I think that could be possible, meaning it's not that the Rashba means you're not responsible at all if you have Kavanah Shel Liknos. You might be a Shel Shel Midas. You would still have some Chiyuvim. You just wouldn't be considered a full Ganef. Right? Maybe that could be a way to make a Shara of the Rashba. Right? If you want to take a Rashba Pshuto, but you would add but. Maybe that's a better way to take it. But you're still a Shol Shalom Das, right? Even if you're not Kona, you're still a Shol Shalom Das. Now, of course, you could say, no, I have Kavanah not to be Shol either. But maybe the Pshara, but maybe you're still a Shol Shalom Das, so you have Chiyuv Onsim, just not the full din of Geneva. Like, for example, he wouldn't be Kona B'Shinoi, he wouldn't say that it's already stolen and can't be stolen again. That's what's relevant for our case. So perhaps you could say that.
What if the Ganesh didn't want Kona at all, he just wants to give Dutsar to the Balabayit and move things around? He has no, absolutely no covenant to be Kona at all. He was not a Shoyos Shomidah. He wants to move things around so the Balabayit will go crazy, and then goes up. Does he have anything?
Right, so let me get started. If he just moves things around, then he's probably not a Ganef at all. If he takes it home with him, then he's probably not a Ganef at all. He is an annoying person. He's not a Vehapto Vecha Kamochanik. But he's probably not a Ganef at all. Although, you know, Yesh L'Ayin. Okay, Yesh L'Ayin, Kitzer.
Where does the Rashba stand? Does the show only begin here? According to the Rashba, that is a...
I don't remember either. It's a good question. Okay, Lemaisa, how many times am I going to race this board? You see how tricky it is. Maybe we just shouldn't bother to cross Kipshuto. Right, the problem is that everyone can steal and be potter. So, Right. Sorry, Ian. Let's leave it at sorry. Ian, we suggested a few answers to why, if the Rashba was really right, what prevents the world from, you know, self-destructing? And I'm not sure what the right answer is. Each answer has its cautious, so we'll leave that with sorry, Ian. Maybe we'll have to stick with either the Dvar Avraham or the Kovach Yurin. Okay, Yesh L'Ayin. Now let's go back to our original question. To the main sugya. Let's ask the following question. What would happen in the following case? Gunav, Bishabis, or Bimachteris. Not the case discussed in the Gemara, right? And Tavach, Achar Hashabis, or Achar Sheyotza. Right? From the Machteris. What would happen in that case? So, this was the Rashba's attack on Rashi, you might recall. The Rashba said to Rashi, according to your pshat, where he stole and shechted in two different times, what difference it makes of Shabbos or not on Shabbos? He's potter either way. It's not only Gunaf and Tavach on Shabbos, he's potter. Gunaf for Shabbos and Tavach after Shabbos, also potter. It's not only Gunaf and Tavach. B'machteres and Potter. Gunaf b'machteres and Tavach at home is also Potter. Right? So here we have the Rashba says, clearly Potter. Okay? What does Rashi say to defend himself against the Rashi? So we saw, I think I put on the board, if I'm not mistaken, two ways to defend Rashi. What are the two ways to defend Rashi? Rashi, we're not sure. The Rashba in his Inami, says, he also admits it's Potter. Why did they say Gunaf? Remember we had the word here, why did they Gunaf the Tavach B'Shabbos? Just Agav Risha. Cynthia, Gunaf before Shabbos and Tavach B'Shabbos, but it really means Tavach anytime. However, the Ritva not only explains, he claims he actually saw this in Rashi somewhere. We're not sure where. As a matter of fact, it's a steward of different Rashi. But the Ritva claims he saw it in Rashi. Says the Ritva, what's the big chiddush of the Ritva here? The Ritva says, you know, according to Rashi, why is he gonna from Tavach B'Shabbos? Because if it was gonna for Shabbos and Tavach for Sunday, then he'd be chayav dalad behei. Oh, what happened to the rule that if there's no gneva, there's no dalad behei? If there's no keren and kefel, you can't have beis v'gimel. You can't have gimel v'dalad. You have to keren and kefel first. So what did the Ritva say? Why? Because it's a new gneva. That's the famous sheet of the Ritva. Ah, if you shecht it after Shabbos, it's a new gneva. So you have gneva and tzvicha at the same time. We know the Rashba thinks you have gneva and tzvicha at the same time. I put in the brackets, there might be a sheet of the Rishonim that says you can't be chayav for gneva and tzvicha at the same time. You're only chayav if you do two separate times, that you show you're a really bad person by doing an avera and going back and doing it again later. But the Rishonim here all seem to not assume that way.
How can you steal the same thing twice?
Ah, okay. That's the famous kasha on the Ritva, right? What's the famous... You're getting ahead of us. First I want to learn the sheets as you're asking the kashas. What's the famous kasha on the Ritva? The question is, how can you steal something? Right? I'll just say in a slightly different word, but this is what you meant. That is already stolen.
Right?
Meaning, I don't understand. Let's say I stole something, and then I carry it around in my pocket. Right? Do kinyan yad. Every second I'm doing a new gneva? Right? If I steal something, I carry it in my hand for an hour. That's 60 minutes, 3,600 seconds. I've done 3,600 gnevas? Doesn't seem to be right. As a matter of fact, do we have a rule about this? The Mishnah in the 7th parak of Bava Kamma? Oh. Right? You're only chayav for going to Beis HaEsh. Once it's stolen, you're not chayav for going for Gneva. You're only chayav for Gneva. Be Beis HaEsh. Okay. How can you steal? Right? After all, the Gunav mi Beis HaEsh. The Gemara doesn't explicitly make this drasha, but this is obviously what they mean. Below mi Beis HaGanav. Right? The Gemara doesn't explicitly put in those terms, but that's clearly what they mean. Okay, that's the problem with the Ritva. Let's get back though to the Rashba. What is the what?
The Rav Elchanan is right next to the answer.
Let's hold our horses for a bit. Okay, let's not hold our horses. Let's go with the fine. The Seder. Let's go with the Ritva. How do we defend the Ritva? The Ritva is in trouble here, right? There are really three sheets. We only got two out of board so far, but the Seder. Okay, how do we defend the Ritva? How can you steal something that's already stolen? You're not stealing it. Every second I'm holding on to it is not stealing it. How can you steal something that's already stolen? That's a great question, no? So, how would you defend the Ritva?
You can't.
What? What do you mean by that?
There's no ma'aseh gneiva because kin le'bedrabim mean that here.
Ah, Selek Rochanan, that you didn't really steal it already. You didn't really steal it already because it was kin le'bedrabim. Of course, who in our Gemara gives that answer?
Rabbi Akiva Eger.
That's Rabbi Akiva Eger's answer. But let's figure out what Rabbi Akiva Eger means by this. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, because keep in mind, Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying something that's not at all commonsensical. That's not an attack on him, right? He's not trying to say something LP common sense. He's trying to say something LP formal lumdus, right? Why do I say that? Because begunam beis ha'ish. Let's imagine you two are both thieves, right? One of you stole a... what do people steal nowadays? Not televisions anymore, right?
Cars.
What?
Cars.
No, cars are too big. It's not, all right. Exactly. Excellent. An iPhone, right? Gideon stole an iPhone on Friday, right? And Joel stole an iPhone on Shabbos. Okay. Now, let's say I come and I steal the stolen iPhone from Gideon. I steal the stolen iPhone from Joel, and we want to know if I'm chayiv or not, right? Veguna vibesa ish. When I steal from Gideon, it's not Mivesa Ish, you already stole it. When I steal from Joel, it doesn't look like Mivesa Ish either, right? When I steal from Joel, I know, I said, that's very nice that Joel was Chayiv Misa and he had Kimlid Rabmine, and it's very nice that one guy stole the iPhone on Friday and the next guy stole the iPhone on Saturday. But either way, I didn't steal it from the Mivesa Ish, I stole it from the Mivesa Ganef. Meaning, what difference does it make If you're stealing something that was stolen, it's stolen. It's a fact that it's stolen, right? Benzios, it's stolen. It's actually in the house of the Ganav. What difference does it make if the Ganav was Chayiv Kim L'Rami or not Chayiv Kim L'Rami? So Rabbi Kiva Eger here has to make two assumptions. The second of which, I'm less happy with than the first. Okay, but, you know, who am I to argue with Rabbi Kiva Eger? Let's just figure out what he's saying. He's making two assumptions. Because, again, to understand, we have to start by understanding how it doesn't seem to make sense. Right, if I try to explain, right, to to my grandmother why the iPhone in Gideon's house is stolen, but the one in Joel's house is not stolen, because he stole it on Shabbos and he was Chayiv Misa and Kim Ramihe, I would have a lot of trouble. Right? So, what is Rabbi Akiva Eger saying? So answer number one is Rabbi Akiva Eger, right? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, because it's not stolen yet because of Kimbler Rabine. Okay, but what does he mean by that? Because we all know it is stolen. And we all know it's in the house of the Ganav, and we all know it's not in the Beis HaIsh anymore. So he has to make two assumptions here. What are his two assumptions? His first assumption is like the Melchamos or the Balamor in the fourth parak of Bava Kama. Exactly. Yeah. Right, which we mentioned this year. I'm not just being mean. The is like the Melchamos. What was the machlokas between the Melchamos and the Balamor? The Melchamos and the Balamor were not arguing that Gonev and Ganav. But there's one drasha that all over, if you read through the seventh parak of Bava Kama, you'll see it's exactly parallel. Something that's already stolen, there's no chi of kefal for this, another Ganav steals it. What else doesn't apply if something's already stolen, what can't I do with it? I can't mock this shit, right? Ain't a bershuso. It's not beis ha'ish, and that's also ishkiyak. It says beiso ma beiso bershuso, right? The Gemara says it's a parallel thing. I can't, the same reason you're not chayiv for stealing it, because it's not in my rishus, I can't be makshis because it's not in my rishus. What do the Balamor and Melchamos argue? They argue, how do you define this inyan of ain't a bershuso? What does it mean, ain't a bershuso? So what does Rabbi Kiva Eger say? He says, first he starts with the tour of Gonev min Haganev is because of Eino Bershuso. This is not an assumption of Rabbi Kiva Eger. This is not Rabbi Kiva Eger going out on a limb. This is the Furish in the Gemara. The reason why the Ganev is, because just because it's not in my house doesn't make the Ganev potter. Again, you can get out of this, but Pashup Shat, if I give it to a Shomer and the Ganev steals it, the Ganav is chayiv to me. Beis HaShomer is good enough. That's good as good as Beis HaIsh. It's still in my Rishus. It's still in my Rishus. If I Pashup Shat, again, one could argue in this, but Pashup Shat, if I'm sitting on the park bench, and I put my iPhone on the park bench next to me, and a guy sneaks up behind me and steals it, he's also chayiv kefel. I was on the park bench, and I didn't own the park bench. It doesn't matter. It's still in my Rishus. It was right next to me on the bench. Why is he Pashup if he steals Gonev ben Ganev? Because it's already out of my rishus. Right? It's the same reason I can't be makdashit. I'm already not connected to it so well anymore. He hasn't really taken it away from me so well. Because it was already away from me. Okay, what's the machlokas Melchamos and Balamor? Doug remembers what's the machlokas Melchamos and Balamor. The machlokas Melchamos and the Balamor is the following case. I'll even remind us of the case. Just to jog our memory. What about this case? Case is Ganev She Muchan Lehachzir Hagneva. The Ganav, he says, I apologize, I admit it, I'm modeh, I apologize, I was a bad person, I stole this because I used to be a very bad person, and I would steal, and I didn't care about doing the right thing, but you should know, that was before I walked down the street and I found this book, I picked it up, called The Seals of Sharm, I started reading it, and I realized the error of my ways, I don't steal anymore, I'm an honest person, just hold on for 20 minutes, so I can go home and bring you the Gneva, or come with me, and I admit it to all the judges, they all know, and the story that happened in the Gemara there, this is not the story in the Gemara, this is the story that they're talking about, this is similar to the story in the Gemara. The Bailam is Makdashit, the Bailam says, right, just like the case in, if you remember, the beginning of the story of Pesel Micha, right? Ah, I thought it was stolen, I'm getting it back. You know what? Baruch Hashem, Pesel Micha had a little negative twist. But this is a common thing. I stole it, I already chalked it up as a loss, I'm getting it back, you know what, I'll give it to Hashem. Right, okay. Pesel Micha. Just made a wrong turn somewhere before Hashem. But that was the story, right? Something was stolen from her, she got it back, and she said, so I'm Akdashit. Right? So this is a common case. The guy says, I'm Akdashit. Is the Hekdash Shchal. Right? Right? If Bailim is Makdish is a cow. Right? Does the Hekdash work? Is this called Bershuso or Eino Bershuso? So this is the Machlokas Balmor Nirmban in the bottom of the Rif in Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey. I don't remember what it is in Dapping a Rif, but it's like the second Balmor and Mokamas of the fourth paragraph of Bava Kama or something like that. So, here we have the Balamor, and here we have the Melchamos. It's actually not a singular, the Melchamos Hashem. But nonetheless, Mokobel Tuel, the Melchamos, and Yeshiva Shabbat. So, the Balamor says that it's Hekdesh. Why? Because it's Bershuso. And the Ramban says, no way. It's not Hekdesh because it's Eino Bershuso. Correct. What are they arguing about? So, all the Achronim I've seen agree about what they're arguing about. They're arguing about how to define Bershuso and Eino Bershuso. The Baal Amar, he says, he defines Bershuso as practical control. Can you practically have access to it and can you control it? If someone steals it, it's not Rishusi because I can't access it anymore. If I give it to a Shomer Chino, it is Rishusi because he's just watching and going back to whatever I want. If I give it to a God, if now he admits Kvalam the Eda and everyone knows and he's really ready to give it back to me this minute, then it's under my control once again. He's basically a Shomer, right? He's turned into a Shomer. He used to be a bad guy who was keeping away from me. Now he's a Shomer who's trying to help me. So now he's a Shomer. Of course somebody I give to a Shomer is Bershusi. What did the Mochamos say? The Mochamos says no. He defines, it's easier to say Einer Bershuso. Defines Einer Bershuso as, here, I'll make it parallel. I'll make them both define Einer Bershuso. Lack of control. And now I do it. Now it's Bershusi. I have it back. He's going to give it to me whenever I want. He's just watching it for me. He's my shomer. He says, though, he defines Eino Bershuso as Kinyanei Gneifa. Eino Bershuso doesn't mean whether I have practical access to it or not. It means whether someone else was Kone. Eino Bershuso means I can't be mocked or something that someone else was Kone. You don't have to pay me Kefil if you steal something that someone else was Kone. Eino Bershuso means Kinyan, and therefore, how does that tie back to this case? And therefore, until Ganav is makne it back, it's still called Eino Bershuso. That's why he argues on the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor.
It could be makne it without physically giving it.
Correct, meaning maybe he could have, it's an interesting question. It's an interesting question. Can the Ganav do a Kinyan Chalipin? Because the Ganef doesn't have a full Kenyan either, only partially. Can you do a Kenyan Chalipin on something you only have partial interest in? Not so clear, that might depend, the second Tomas HaNaz, next is for Chalipin, etc. But correct, the Ikaron, correct, if he had done a Kenyan with me, that would be one thing. But he didn't. So the Baal Amor looks at the din of Eino Bershuso more practically, the Melchamos looks at it more formally, has to do with Kenyan Gzeila. So what are his two assumptions? His two assumptions are, of Rabbi Kiva Eger to answer this question, is A, that if was not Kone Kinyane Gneva, then the item is still Birshus Bailim and can be stolen again. And this is just like the Ramban. His first assumption is like the Ramban. Obviously, from a practical perspective, if I steal the iPhone from Gideon's house, from Joel's house, what difference does it make? Either way, the Bible had no access to it. Either way, it was far away from their owners. I should be potter from Kaifon. But from the Ramban's formal perspective, you say, Gideon had kinyan gneiva. Therefore, I stole something that didn't fully belong to anyone. It belonged a little to the owner, a little to Gideon, I'm potter. Joel didn't have kinyan gneiva. Therefore, I stole something that belonged fully to the Bailam. If I steal something that belongs fully to the Bailam, I'm Chayav Kefal. So how can you go to Ben Aganav be Chayav? If the first Ganav doesn't have Kinyan Gneiva, go to Ben Aganav is Chayav. What's his second assumption? His second assumption is where... Exactly. In a case of Kimle Ramine, the Ganav does not have Kinyane Gneva. And that's how he answers the Kasha on the Ritva. Right? The how does he defend the Ritva? He says, Gone Ben Aganav's potter was already stolen. What does stolen mean? Stolen doesn't mean practically stolen, it means Kinyane Gneva. If I steal from a Aganav who has a Kinyan, then I'm potter. Why? Because I stole something that was a little Aganav's, a little the Bailam's, like I didn't really have a clear victim. But, in the case of Kilin Rami, the Ganav doesn't have Kinyan Gneiva. He's not a real Ganav. And therefore, whoever steals from it is Chayav. So take it back to our case. I first stole it on Shabbos. I wasn't really a Ganav. I didn't have Kinyan Gneiva. This is actually a little bit the opposite of Aha Rocha. Right? Which is fine. Not explaining the same Shita. when I stole it on Shabbos, I didn't have Kinyan Gneiva. It was still totally Rishos Bailam. I know practically when I steal it on Shabbos, it's not really control the Bailam at all. But from the Ramban's formal perspective, I'll be lundus when I steal the Kimon Ramine, it's not stolen yet. And therefore, if I sheft it later, I've done a new theft of something that wasn't stolen yet. Just, what's his big chiddush? His big assumption here is, why makom Kimon Ramine shouldn't I have Kinyan Gzela? So his big chiddush is, this is different than the way I presented it when we had that big board. Where did Kinyan Gzela come from? So, I thought the pasuk shot is, where did the Kinyan Gneiva come from? From the fact that the Ganav was called there, from the Ganav's taking. Rabbi Kiva Eger assumes differently. He says, you know where Kinyan Gneiva come from? They don't come from the Ganav's taking. Kinyan Gneiva come from the Torah's punishment. Kinyan Gneiva are really a punishment. I thought Kinyan Gneiva was because the Ganav was called there. No, Kinyan Gneiva is a punishment from the Torah. Why is Kinyan Gneiva a punishment? Because, what's the main chiyuv of a ganef, the main punishment of a ganef, that he's chayv onsen. He's not responsible for it. Why is he responsible for it? Because the Torah made him own it, so that he'd be responsible for it. So kinyan gneiva is an onesh. And therefore, if you're potter from onesh, you don't have kinyan gneiva. So what's the assumption? The assumption here, the yesod here, is that kinyan gneiva is are created by the onesh of
So
Kinyan and Gneiva are not that, well, of course I took something so I'm kone it. It's not a natural result. Not by the Maisa Kinyan are created by the onesh, not by the Maisa Kinyan. It's not that when I'm do a kinyan to the gneiva, kinyan and gneiva. No, kinyan and gneiva are only there as part of the onesh. Why would kinyan and gneiva be an onesh? Don't kinyan seem like a benefit, not an onesh? No, kinyan and gneiva are an onesh. Why? Because kinyan and gneiva, after all, when you buy something, you have to pay for it. So why is there kinyan and gneiva? Hashem wants it, gave the item, the kinyan, partial kinyan to the ganav, so that they have to pay for it. This is clearly the opposite of the approach of Rav, let's say, in Sanhedrin. He says, Dafkin, there's no punishment, you're going to have more. Okay, Rav Yehuda says, you know, hold on. So this is the tremendous chiddush for Rav Yehuda. Let's just review the two-step chiddush. His first step chiddush is, Kinyan and Gneva are not a natural result of the Ganav being Konev for himself. Kinyan and Gneva are an onesh. Kinyan and Gneva are the Torah's way of making you have to pay money. You know, like if you break it, right? Some stores say, cute sign, you break it, you buy it. Right? God said, you steal it, you buy it. Meaning, the punishment for theft is that you bought it. Ah, how is that a punishment? Because if you bought it, then you have to pay if it breaks. So really, Kinyan and Gneva are not a benefit, they're a punishment. Therefore, said Rabbi Akiva Eger cleverly, if you... if you steal Bikim and Ravni, you don't get a punishment, you don't have Kinyan and Gneva. Once you don't have Kinyan and Gneva, now, according to the Ramban, it's still Bershus, the original Bailin. It's not considered stolen. It's still Bershus, the Bailin. Once Bershus, the Bailin, if then you steal it again, you're chayiv for stealing from the Rishos, not the physical house, but the legal Rishos of the Bailim. That's where we commit error.
Why can't you say, how do we know that the Rambam doesn't also require practical control?
That is a great question. And of course the answer is that in this Ramban we don't. In this Ramban, we don't know that. Meaning, it could be he just says you need both, is what you're claiming. But there are definitely shitas that you don't need practical control for it to be considered, reshus. Meaning, you're right, Rabbi Akiva Eger is only assuming that the Ramban doesn't have two factors. But there are shitas in the Akronim that, for example, in Akim Makdash and Aveda, Chor, I don't have practical control over the Aveda, although one could quibble about that, of course. So I guess we'll be totally on that. But okay, that's Rabbi Akiva Eger's hanacha. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger's a very fancy, lumdish way of defending the Ritva. You can't steal something that's already stolen. The answer is not stolen. What do you mean it's not stolen? It is stolen practically, yes, but it's not formally stolen because there's no Kinyan Geneva. It's still formally Rishus Bayit. Let's still formally be Besa Ish. Why is there no Kinyan Geneva? Because Kinyan Geneva aren't a result of taking something. They're a punishment. And in Kimmel Ramadeh, there's no punishment. And therefore, he says, ultimately answers Rabbi Akiva Eger, because not stolen yet, meaning it's still Bevesa-ish. Not practically Bevesa-ish, but formally Bevesa-ish. That's Rabbi Akiva Eger.
I understand why we can't go back to, we decide this, why we can't go back to our original Chakira when we first started, and one of the possibilities of Kimlei Rabbi Akiva is that when you do the Avera Chamura, that there is no Avera Kana. In other words, when you go to the Shabbos, it's considered there's no Ma'ase Avera for Geneva.
Okay, fine. Maybe you didn't do an Avera.
So then there's no Geneva. I mean...
Maybe you didn't do an Avera. Then there's no Geneva, and there's no Kinyane Geneva. That's if you're assuming that it flows from the Avera. Okay, that's where exactly where Rabbi Akiva assumes. The Kinyanim flow from the Avera. I might have said, forget about the Avera. The Kinyan is a Kinyan. Okay, but fine, you can agree with Rabbi Akiva Eger. Kinyan and Geneva only come if there's an Avera of Geneva. But obviously, you have to start with Ramban, who looks at it formally, yeah, not practically. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Practically, who cares if there's an Avera or not? It's not in my house, it's in your house. You have to say, no, formally, he wasn't a Ganif, because of Kimlo de Ramine. Okay, so then that makes it even smoother. That's where Rabbi Akiva Eger's lovedish approach. I mean, every approach is going to be lovedish, yeah.
I mean, I'm probably the first to say that the Bible about the Muhammad doesn't have to be about necessarily about stealing, it's about hectic. Could be why like from that point of view?
Yeah, but the Gemara in Meruba assumes it's a very mukher. I mean, you can always get out of something, but it's pretty mukher in Shad and Meruba that like Gonim and Aganeth and Hektish are the same together.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Gemara brings proofs from one to the other. Okay, that's answer number one, is Rabbi Akiva Eger. You're not a Gonim and a Ganav, because it wasn't stolen yet. Because Kimlei Ramani is not stealing. Assume it, Gonim and a Ganav is about the formal stealing, and not about the practical stealing. Which is exactly, the Ramban. Answer number two for the Ritva is, by the way, Agav, I point out the Nesivas, that I have think I might have more than one. The first Nesivus on this sheet definitely assumes, like this Derech of Rabbi Akiva Eger. What does the Nesivus say? If you steal something with Kimlu Ramine, you're not Kona B'Shina. Why? Because you have no Kinyanik Zela. You have no Kinyanik Neva. He assumed Kinyanik Neva only come as an Onesh, right? So this is, here it's like the Ramban, and here he's agreeing with the Ramban, and here he's agreeing with the Nesivus. I mean, he's a contemporary of the Nesivus, unlike the Ramban. What does the Nesivus say? The Nesivus says, Bekimlan Ramine, there's no Kinyanik Zela. He has a different afkamina. The Nesivus afkamina is, Bekimlan Ramine, there's no Kinyanik Zela. Therefore, Shina is not Kona. Shina is only Kona if someone has Kinyanik Zela. And Rabbi Akiva Eger says, Bekimlan Ramine, there's no Kinyanik Zela. Therefore, it's still Bemesa Ish. And I assume you would say the owner can still be Makdashit, the victim can still be Makdashit, and a Gonev Beneganev is going to be Chayit. Okay, that's one answer. Rebel Chonan, based on a different Nesivus. The Nesivus doesn't necessarily think this answer is relevant to our sugya. We don't know. Rebel Chonan in the Kovet Shirim gives a second, much more practical answer to the Kasha on the Ritva. What's Rebel Chonan's much more practical answer?
The first one is Mazik.
The first, is in Mavur. Let me see. I don't think that's exactly what he's saying. What does he say? He says he gets into Sugya Tav Rashasya, which I was going to mention before we got here, and then we took a slightly different direction. He says like this. This is his yisod. Gonev achar ganav is potter. Right? certainly from Kefal and certainly from Dalbehe. Gonev achar ganav is potter. Right? It says before, she ain't a gonev achar ganav by Kefal, well, it's a mocher achar ganav by Dalbehe. It says, why is a gonev achar ganav potter? Because, think about it practically. If Gidon stole your iPhone and then I stole it from Gidon, what have I done to you? Gidon stole your iPhone. Then I steal it from him. What have I done to you? Have I done anything significant to you? Have I affected you? I have your phone, but I didn't ask what I've done to me. What have I done to you? Right? Gidon stole your iPhone. And then I stole it from Gidon. How much worse off are you?
But the first Geneva I lost, but the second Geneva, no real relation to me.
I didn't really. If Geneva is about taking it away from the Bailam, again, don't look at Gnev as about taking it for myself. Again, back to our Chak, everything ties back to this Chakira. Don't look at whether I'm enriching myself. Look at the Bailam. When Gidon stole it, he took it away from the Bailam. When I steal it from Gidon, it was already away from the Bailam. Like, I guess theoretically, like, maybe, like, if you had Sherlock Holmes, you could have tracked down Gidon, and it's going to be hard to track down me. I don't know. But Pashtus, if someone steals your iPhone and I steal it from him, I haven't really hurt you. I haven't taken it away from you more because you were missing it and you're still missing it. Maybe you'll find it someday. Maybe you'll find my iPhone, something like that. Or maybe not. However, says the Nesivus, that's what Ein Gonev Achar Ganav. Ein Gonev Achar Ganav for the Nesivus is exceedingly practical. Ein Gonev Achar Ganav is exceedingly practical. Okay, what he does with the Ein Bershuso, I'm not sure what he's going to do. Says the Kovet Shiurim, he says, Ein Gonev Achar Haganav applies if I just steal it. Why? Because I have not taken away from the violin more than it already was. But how can I take it away from more of the violin more than it already was?
Break it.
If I break it, if it's stolen, Gidon stole your iPhone, you don't have it, but it's still there. Maybe it could come back to you someday. If I break it, then now you don't have it at all. Now it's gone forever. If I break it, then Goy Rechargan of Ischayev, Shover Rechargan of Ischayev, right? But if I break it, then there is Gneva Acher Gneva.
Why isn't there a Shiri Mishus though?
What?
Even in the first case, it's a Shiri Mishus. In the second case. I mean, I don't have to be Mashus.
Ah, okay, that's an interesting question of, what if there is a, if whether Gneva counts as Shiri Mishus, the Machlokes are shown in. Whether it's before Yeish or after Yeish, let's assume that it doesn't work out to be Chinoshus. But if I break it, then there is Gneva after Acher Gneva, because I have taken it away more than it already was. That's the Yesod of the Kovach Yerim. Now, it's not so poshut, this Kovach Yerim. It would be a lot easier to say this without Zela. Than Gneva, but that's the Kovach Yerim. The Kovach Yerim says, ain Gneganu Acher Gneva is Potter. They're going to Acher Gneva is Potter. Hold on a second. I think this doesn't make sense.
The second one should be higher than the
other. Oh,
that's
right. Hold on. I don't have the full Kovach Yerim. Now, I'm wondering if maybe I shouldn't have put an ellipsis in there, and maybe he really has the answer. I'm having a little trouble with this Kovach Yerim. Anyone have a full simon here?
Yeah.
What?
You can get it off this. Where is it?
It's right here. It's Alatar, but Subas Kof Kof Dalet. So I realized that I have a problem with this Kovach Yerim. But first let's read what he says. Says the Kovach Yerim, how do you answer this question? He doesn't say too much. He says, Mishum Gazlin, he says, if I steal something and then I break it, right? Then I am Chayiv, not as a Mazik. I'm a Gazlin if I steal something and break it. Why? Because like the Nesiva says, what did the Nesiva say? I brought this Nesiva. Why did the Nesiva say I'm a Gazlin? Because, ready? Afal Gazlin. When I'm multi of Nushos Bailam Lagamri, it's Xela Chadasha. Right? If I just take it and take it and take it, that's not Xela Chadasha. But it's Xela Chadasha if I take it away from you forever. So says the Rokhana, likewise, yeah, but I took it away from you forever. Yesh Gneva Acher Gneva. You have it? Could you pass it up, please?
He's arguing with the Ketosim and something. You explained
yes.
What they're
yes, I will explain. I will explain what the Machlok Ketosim and Nesivas is. I'll put this in the little corner here.
It's the who's arguing with Ketosim and Nesivas.
Okay. Okay. Ready? What are the Ketosim and Nesivas arguing about? There's a Gemara that says, Gozal. And it's Shave 1. And then I break it when it's Shave 4. I'm now Chayav 4. Right? It's a commodity market. I steal a jug from you, it's worth $1. When it goes up to $4, I break it. If I don't break it, if it breaks by itself, I'm not Chayav 4. I'm Chayav 4 for breaking it. Why? Why am I Chayav 4 for breaking it? So says, because I'm a Mazik. What does the Kso say? Kso says, Kala Gazlan and Mishal Mikshasa Gzela. For Gzela, you only pay what it was worth when I stole it. But when I break it, besides Gazlan, I'm also a Mazik. So I'm Chayev as a Mazik. Says the Nesivos, I'm Chayev as a Gazlan. No, I'm Chayev as a Gazlan. When I broke it, I did a new Gzela. So ask the Nesivos on himself, what do you mean? How can I gazle something that I already gazled, right? I already stole it. How can I steal it again? So answers the Nesivas, if I already stole it and then I just pick it up and put it here and put it there and give it to him and give it to her, that's not a new Gzela. Because it's not any further away from the Bible than it used to be. But if I steal it and then I break it and I do Shinoi Koneh, it used to be the Bible's, but he didn't know where it was. Now it's not his forever. Now he lost it forever and he's never going to be able to get it back. That's a new Gzela. It's a new Gzela because I took it further away from the Bible. my first Zela, I made it not for Shuso. Now when I break it, not only is it not for Shuso, it's not even Shalom. He has no right to it whatsoever. And therefore, I'm Chayv as a Goslin. Says Rav Elchanan, you can use that to answer Rav Akiva Eger's question, why is the Gonev Achor Ganev Chayev here in the normal rules, Gonev Achor Ganev is Potter? The normal Gonev Achor Ganev is Potter when he doesn't take it further away from the Bailim. It used to be the Bailim's, but he didn't know where it was, and it's still the Bailim's, he doesn't know where it is. However, if I checked it, that's Shinoi Kone, and now the Bailim never gets it back, ever. I mean, it's dead, like... Forget about how luckily he never gets it back. Practically can't get it back. And therefore, since I took it away from him more, I'm a ganef. The problem is... sorry, one second.
What's the problem?
Give me a second. I have a problem with this Kovach Shurim, and... The Kovach Shurim obviously would have thought of this also, so I'm a little stymied why I would have such an obvious kasha on him. It's like this. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, what's wrong? This, first of all, this sounds great, this Kovach Shurim, right? Until 10 minutes ago. I thought there was like just such a posh, easy answer. The problem with this Kovach Shurim is that it says in Bava Kama, give me half a second, I apologize.
With
wine? No, with Gonavach or Ganef. That's in Samach Kest or something?
Yeah, I have over here. It's in Samach Beis and Beis.
Oh, it's all the way back there. Yeah. Here's the problem. You know what it says in the first Mishnah in the seventh paragraph of Bava Kama? Ain a Gonavach or Ganef Hashamit Tishlum like Kefel? V'lo ha-toveach v'lo ha-mocher achar ganav v'shalom tashlumi dalav v'hei. It says before, toveach achar ganav doesn't pay dalav v'hei. Now hold on a second. Isn't the toveach taking it further away than it used to be?
Yeah, not the same person.
What's pshat? Not the same person. The Kovach Shurim didn't say anything about being the same person here, did he?
I mean, if you're the Madik, the same person doing the Nezek. In all the cases of Nezek after Gezela, it's taking place by the person who stole it. The Tobeach after God was someone else.
Aha, okay, hold that thought. And I have another problem. Meaning, I have a lot of problems with Kovach Shurim. I ruined the Shurim. I had such a nice Kovach Shurim. My first problem is that it certainly, Al Panav, seems to, unless we're going to add another factor, seems to be against the Mefurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Tobeach Mocher Achor Ganav, means if you steal the cow and then I shecht it, I'm putter. What do you mean I'm putter? This is the case. Steal cow and then shecht it. Rav Chanan's saying, stealing the cow and shechting is chayav because you take it further away. And the Mishnah says, if you steal the cow, and then someone else, steals it and shechts it, that's not considered to be a new gneva that is mechayev them.
This is a different case. That's where this, he did it and he didn't. This is the same person.
Okay,
he
that's exactly what Dov, it says, so hold that thought.
Let's go get some first Gemara. You could only have 4 and 5, not 3 and 4. You have 2 different people getting different fiyuim. If I stole it.
No, according to Rav Chanan, if you stole a cow and then I stole it and shechted it, when I shechted it, that's a new gneva and it's fichu mechir and ashi mechayev tal v'hei, just like in the Ritva's case.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's my first problem. My second problem is what I pointed out in the Gemara in Bava Kama, in Daf Samach Tesamid Beis. The Gemara assumes that the reason why Gonev Achor Ganef is Potter is because V'gunev Mibeis HaIsh. What did it say? Ain't a Gonev Amai B'Shalom V'gunev because Zelafi She'en HaShlov Zelafi She'en HaBershuso. The Gemara assumes that the reason why the Galen and Benaganav is Potter is because it's not Bershus of the Bailin, and not because he didn't take it away from any further. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, should be told in the Chalukz of Yochum Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochum says something not Bershus, so you can't be Makdish. Let's say the Ganav is Potter. Rish Lakish says something not Bershus, you can't be Makdish. Let's say the Ganav is Chayiv. Okay, you have to be holding that. In that sugya, but this is a little tricky to me. a little tricky, and because once we say what everyone just said to Ben Baruch Hanan, I'm not sure that we need Baruch Hanan anymore is the problem. So, let's see. What did we just say? It's the, I for so many years, I've known this Baruch Hanan, and I don't know, maybe he did address this somewhere. Because it's too obvious. What? Ah! Hold that thought. So, the problem is that the problem is this, is that the Mishnah says Toveach Achar HaGanef is Potter from Dalet Vehei. The Mishnah says that's not true. And not only that, the Gemara Shakta Vataria assumes that the reason Gonav Achar HaGanef is Potter from Cable and Dalet Vehei is not because he didn't take it further away from the Bible. It's because the Bible couldn't have been Makdash and it was already not in the Bible's possession. And Yosef says, why am I making this into a kasha against Baruch Hanan? Isn't this a kasha against the Nesivos? And absolutely not. And the Nesivos is not a support for Baruch Hanan. Why? Because what is the Nesivos saying he's chayev? What did I write? He's chayev out. Gigzela. Gzela is not chayiv dalad behe and kefel, right? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah is going about Ravganav is apart from kefel and dalad behe, and the Nesiva says you could be a gazlan if you really take it further away from the Bible. And Echnami, you could be a gazlan, you're still apart from kefel and dalad behe. You be chayiv kefel and dalad behe, you have to steal it from the possession of the owner. The Nesiva is talking about being chayiv keren, that you're a gazlan. Where the kash on the Ritva is, how can you be chayiv kefel and dalad behe? Gonav Achar HaGanef is part from Kefel and Dalet Vehei. Never says Gonav Achar HaGanef is part from Keren. We don't know if he's part from Keren or not. So therefore, the Nesiva is not a support because he just says Gazlan, not Kefel and Dalet Vehei, right? V'guna Midesa Ish is it in a Kefel and Dalet Vehei. What does that have to do with the Gazlan? All the Nesiva says is, even if something's already stolen, you could be a gazlan if you steal it more. If you make it more stolen, if you take it further away. That doesn't say what Rav Hanan's saying. Rav Hanan's making a big extension of the Nesivos. Rav Hanan's saying not only if you take it further away from the owner can you be a gazlan after a gazlan, you could even be a ganav after a ganav and chayav kefel and dalet vehei. That's tricky. The Nesivos, I don't think, would have said what Rochana said. He said, he didn't say this, he said it. The Nesivos was just saying that Zeyla. He wasn't going against any sukkahs in the seventh parak of Baba Kama. Seventh parak of Baba Kama doesn't talk about Zeyla. It talks about Kefal. Meruah, Midas, Tashlumi Kefal, Midas, Tashlumi Dal Behe. So this Rochana is very Dachuk. He's based on a Nesivos who's not talking about Kefal and Dal Behe. And he's against a Mishnah which is talking about Kefal and Dal Behe. The simple pshat is the Nesivos only meant Gzela. He never meant Kefal and Dalet Vehei. Kefal and Dalet Vehei have special conditions under which you're chayiv. You only chayiv Kefal and Dalet Vehei if you steal it from the mamish possession of the owner. He was talking about Gzela, about being chayiv Keren. Of course, it's easier to be chayiv Keren than to be chayiv Kefal and Dalet Vehei. So the Nesivos is not saying what the Kovach Yerim is extrapolated from him to say, and the Kovach Yerim is a little peculiar. It does not seem to match the thrust of the seventh parak of Baba Kama. So I'm not sure if this Kovach Yerim is really a good answer now. I'm not sure if it's a good answer now. And it's not, and the Sivas was not discussing Kefal and Dalet Vehei. So again, let's review the Kasha. The Kasha wasn't why you Chayiv Keren. Chayiv Keren, fine. You could have said you Chayiv Keren into Mazik if you want. What's the big deal? The Kasha isn't why he's Chayiv Keren. Kasha is why he's Chayiv Dalet Vehei. If Gonav Achar HaGanef is Potter from Dalet Vehei. So Rabbi Akiva's Eger's answer is very fancy, but it works. Gonav Achar HaGanef is Potter from Dalet Vehei. Here, you're not a Gonav Achar HaGanef. You're a Gonav Achar HaNotGanef. Because you're Kimli Ramine, you didn't have Kinyan Gzeiwa. You're a Gonav after someone who practically seems like a Ganef, but someone who formally is not a Ganef. Rekob Shurim says, Gonav Achar HaGanef is Potter if he didn't make it worse. But if he made it worse, then he's Chayev. That's not pshat in the seventh paragraph of Baba Kama. That might be true about Gzela, but that's not true about Gneva. As a matter of fact, the Chazon Ish before writes, every Gonif ben a Ganif is a Gazlan. But he's not a Ganif. He's not Chayav Kefal. To be Chayav Kefal, you need certain requirements. And to be Chayav Dalet Vehei, you obviously need those same requirements. So I'm sure Rav Elchanan would have an answer. But, you know, any question or Ochanan that I realized after only 20 years, I'm sure he realized after 20 minutes. But I don't know what it is. Okay, let us perhaps go in.
What? I think there's a difference than the Nesivos has between Geneva and Zeila.
I think there has to be, or else the Nesivos is against the Gemara in Bava Kamma.
I don't know, but okay, that's a separate question.
The Nesivos doesn't say anything about it. All the Nesivos says is Zeila. He doesn't say whether it's the same in Geneva, different in Geneva, same in Cape. He doesn't. All he talks about is Zeila is paying Keren. He doesn't discuss Cape and Dalvahi at all. He says nothing. So he doesn't get involved in the whole discussion. He says nothing about Kefal and Dalvahe. What I'm saying is that Rav Ochanan extends him to Kefal and Dalvahe, and that's not such a pashut extension. That seems to be the wrong. It seems to be wrong to extend it to Kefal and Dalvahe. And the Sivas himself is neutral, though. Okay, what is David suggesting here? I didn't think anything. What's David suggesting here? David's suggesting here, meaning, here we have the kasha. Ein atobeach umocher acher haganef chayav Kefal and Dalvahe. So Rav Chana says, but a Tobeach makes it worse. I know, but the Mishnah also knew Tobeach makes it worse. It's not Chayav Dalvahei. Fine. So Rav Kivanger says, here it's not Acher Aganef. It's Acher Ha. Looks like Aganef, but isn't. But maybe, what is David saying? David is saying, you know, this is different than the Mishnah in Meruba. The Mishnah in Meruba is talking about someone else who's Gonef Acher Aganef and Tobeach Mocher Acher Aganef. Right? You are adding this to Rav Ochanan. I mean, maybe this is Taichim Rav Ochanan. That's talking about someone else who's Tobeach Mocher Acher Aganef. About someone else who's going to Acher Aganef. Here we're talking about the same guy who's going to Acher Aganef and Tobeach Mocher Acher Aganef, right? Maybe that's the way to defend Rav Ochanan. So,
it's hard to say, but any case of Shechting after you steal it is it becomes Mazik. You're also damaging.
John, I'm going to need help. I'm sorry.
You're also damaging it when you Shecht it, right?
So let's see if we can make an improved Rav Ochanan. Why reject Rav Ochanan? Let's just improve Rav Ochanan and assume this is what he meant. Right? And let's make an improved Rav Ochanan to address these concerns.
Isn't that the thing where Rav Chaim is
saying? Yes, exactly, precisely, and accurately. Okay, fine. Here we have answer three. Right, this is the Kovod Shiurim. The Kovod Shiurim with more explanation, right? Maybe this is what he meant. Right? I can't promise you. I don't think he says it explicitly, but maybe this is what he meant. And exactly, we're just adding Rav Chaim. What are we saying? If someone else is Tobeach Mocher Acher Aganef, then they're Potter. He's only talking about the same guy is Tobeach Mocher Aganef. After all, the case that I started, I'll put on the board again, but Tosfos Nesivos story had the same guy. The same guy first stole something and then broke it.
Also Machama, the person, Machama's in Sanhedrin, was also about when you stole it and damaged it. When you
correct, all about the same guy. So what's he saying? What he's saying is this. He's saying, if someone else steals from the Ganef, he's always Potter. He's always Potter. Why? Because he didn't steal Mirshas HaVaylam. But if the Ganef himself re-steals it, right? That's what you're saying, David? And Morty, I know you're saying the same thing. If the Ganef himself re-steals it, then it depends. That's what Ochanan was applying to Nesivos. Then let's go back to Nesivos. If the Ganef himself re-steals it, then if he just picks it up, he has not taken it further away from the violin. But that's what Rav Chanan meant to say. Rav Chanan wasn't really asking from the Mishnah of Gonev Acher Aganef, even though the Rabbi Akiva Iger starts the kasha. Oh, Gona Bar Chagan is potter. Rabbi Chanan, he was misleading. He looked like Gona Bar Chagan is potter. I'll give you the answer. No, he really skipped the step in the middle, which hopefully he meant. Right? Gona Bar Chagan, someone else is always potter. That's obvious. That's a mission in Maruba. I'm talking about the guy himself re-stealing it. Like in this case. When the guy himself re-steals it, then, if he just picks it up, what do you mean re-steal it? He does haibah, puts it in the corner. Does haibah, puts it in the corner. Puts it in his chatzar, his mosheichet. Ah, that's klum, that's garnished. He's clearly not chayer for that. No one's going to say he's chayer for that, because he hasn't done anything. But, if he breaks it, then he's chayer because he took it further away from the Bailim. How did he take it further away from the Bailim? It used to be out of the possession of the Bailim. Now, the Bailim lost it forever. Right? Shinui Kona, the Bailim can never get it back, and it's not even there for them to get back if it's really damaged. In other words, what is the yesod of this Rav Chanan then? And what did Joel say? Isn't this just Rav Chaim? Right? Then he's saying Rav Chaim. What do I mean by he's saying Rav Chaim? Rav Chaim. And then he's really the same as Rav Chaim. Equals? What is Rav Chaim answering? Rav Chaim is answering the following question. Rav Chaim is answering the following question. Okay, the Rambam. I think the Rambam is only in brackets. Back to the case of let's go back to this case of Tavar Vashasya, right? I steal something, it's worth one. Then I break it, it's worth four. Says the Gemara, I'm a chay of four for breaking it. I'm chay of four for breaking it. Why? Says the Ketos, it's also Kedushan, because I'm a mazik. You can't re-steal, but I'm a mazik. Says the Nesivos, because I'm a gazlin. Says the Nesivos, so I'm a gazlin. Oh, how can I re-steal? I can re-steal, because now it's further away. Right? Because it's further away. Says the Chazan Ish on that Nesivos, the Chazan Ish is in, I apologize, Bava Kama Simon Tes Zayin. Sif Zayin says the Chazan Ish. Why not a ganef? Because a ganef has to be Mesa Ish, has to be Rishuso, right? However, says the Rambam, Chayiv Kefel V'dalid V'hei of four. The Rambam says, if I steal something and goes up value and it's four, I only have to pay one. But if I break it, then I have to pay Kefel of four, I have to pay eight. And if it happened to be a sheep and I broke my shechting, I have to pay 16. Have the talent, I broke my shechting, I have to pay 20. Says the Rambam, not only do you have to pay 4, you have to pay kefel of 4, dalid v'hei of 4. Says Reb Chaim, obviously in the, and Bava Kama Daf Samach Hei, says Reb Chaim, Medayik Reb Chaim, that it's Gneva. Of course it has to be Gneva. It's Chayiv Kefel and Dal V'Hei. Oh, what happens to Ena Gonev Akra Ganev Chayiv Kefel and Dal V'Hei? Ask Reb Chaim. But, question of Reb Chaim is, Gonev Akra Haganev. And even Toveah Akra Haganev is Potter Mi Kefel and Dal V'Hei. Don't we know you want to be Nesivus and be Mechayiv Keren because don't to hate? But don't we know Gona Rechugan is Pugim Cable Dal Behe, says Rav Chaim? Answers Rav Chaim, someone else is Pater Mikefel the Dal Behe. But the Ganeth himself is not a Gonev Achar HaGanev. He's not really Gonev Achar HaGanev, says Rav Chaim. He's a Ganeth She this is Rav Chaim's chat. Goni v'achar ganef is potter. But that's if he's someone else. But if the same guy is goni v'achar ganef, then he's not potter. He's chayav. Why? He's not a goni v'achar ganef. He's a ganef sheheemik b'gnevaso. He's a ganef who continued his gneva. Meaning, what is he trying to say here? Again, let's chazer where this Rav Chaim is coming from, because I think in the end we have to turn Rav Chanan to Rav Chaim. David agrees. Let's review the question. This guy who stole something and then broke it, the Gemara says before she's chayav for breaking it. Why? So says he's a mazik. You can't steal, you can't re-steal. Nesiva says you can re-steal. But that just means re-steal for Gzela, because Gzela has no rule of Mibesa Ish. Gzela is easier to accomplish. Chazanish says but not Gneva. But the Rambam says, no, he's re-stealing, it's even Gneva. But how can you re-steal Gneva? Ain't going about Harganef. So answer Rav Chaim, it's not re-stealing. It's building another level of his stealing. It's building up his stealing. It's adding another layer to his stealing. Right? Adding an attic, a top floor to his stealing. And what's Rav Chaim's basic cop? Rav Chaim's basic cop is that someone else didn't steal Mershus Bailin. If you didn't steal Mershus Bailin, you're potter from Kefal and you're potter from Dal Vehei. But I am continuing my stealing Mirshus Bayim. That's the chaf of Rav Chaim. That's the brilliant Rav Chaim. Says Rav Chaim, a ganef who breaks it later is not a ganef achra ganef. It's a ganef shehimshech b'gnevaso. A ganef shehosef al gnevaso. That's the real words. A ganef shehosef al gnevaso. That's what I want. But a ganef. But a ganef shehosef al gnevaso. That's what Rav Chaim says. Now, whether that's what Nesivus meant or not, I have no idea. But I think that's what you have to say Rav Chanan means. What does Rav Chanan mean? Rav Chanan, the problem is he's telling us the tuffle. He's forgetting the ikar here. It's not just because you accomplished something more that therefore you have Kevim Dal Vehei. No, because if someone else had accomplished something more, you'd be talking Kevim Dal Vehei. That's a Mishnah. It's because you're not a Gonev Achra Ganef. I know you were Potter when you first stole because it was Machteris or Shabbos. But you're not a Ganef Achra Ganef. If you're a Ganef Shehosef al Gnevaso. You did take me Beis HaEsh. I know you took me Beis HaEsh on Shabbos, so we couldn't be Mechayev you. But, and this is going against what Joel said before, it's not just you stole on Shabbos doesn't mean you didn't steal. You did steal, you were just Potter. But since you did steal, when you then shechted on Matzei Shabbos, you're continuing your theft. And since you continue your theft, you are not a Ganef Achra Ganef. You're a Ganef Shehosef. Hosef b'gnevaso. A ganef shehosef b'gnevaso is chayav, can do a second gneva. You can't steal from a thief, but a thief can add to his stealing and have a deeper level of stealing if, like Rav Chanan says, if he just picked it up and moved it from place to place, you wouldn't say that's a deeper level of his stealing, because it doesn't take it further from the bailin. But if he broke it, that's a deeper level of his stealing, so therefore he's really done something bad. Oh, he didn't take the Mesa Ish. He did take the Mesa Ish. He's just continuing to take Mevesa Ish further, since he started out with a real Maisa Gneva, a continuation of Gneva's Gneva. That's the point. Someone else who got him in a Gneva is not Gneva, but a continuation of your own Gneva is Gneva. So that is basically the... Let's take this, and that's where Chaim. Kitzer, the three answers. I can erase this. To summarize the three ways to defend the Ritva, and then I'll take as many questions as you want. I'm just going to summarize the three ways to defend the Ritva. Answer one. This is Gonev Min Ha Non-Ganef. I'm stealing from a non-Ganef, because Kim Ramadir wasn't really a Ganef. Answer number two. Gonev Min Ha-Ganef is Chayav if he makes it worse, which we had trouble with. Answer number three, which is basically applying Rav Chaim and maybe saying that's what Rav Chanan meant. Answer number three is, based on the Sota Rav Chaim, is saying that no. This is Hosafas, or Hemshech Gneva Min HaBailim. Yesterday on Shabbos they stole it from the Bailim. And that doesn't mean I did it, I'm just Potter. I don't have to pay, but I did it. So therefore, a continuation of stealing from the Bailim is stealing from the Bailim. This is Hemshech Gneva Min HaBailim, and and Hemshech Gneva Min HaBailim is Bechlal Gneva Min HaBailim. And that's why I'm not a Gonev Min HaGanev. I'm not doing a new act. Meaning, the chap of this Reb Chaim is, again, Reb Chaim doesn't say to answer this question on the Ritva. He says to answer the parallel question on the Rambam. Don't look at what I'm doing now and try to fit the chiyuv now. Right? Rabbi Kivayim says, what I'm doing now is really chayiv. Because it wasn't stolen yet. Rav Chana Kipshuta says, what I'm doing now is really chayiv, so I'm making it worse. Rav Chaim says, no, don't look at what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now would have to be potter. Someone else did what I'm doing now would be potter. Look at what I'm doing now in the context of what I did yesterday. Look at what I'm doing now as a continuation of what I did yesterday. And then you'll see that on the one hand, I've made it worse. But I've made it worse in the context of having stolen from your house. Therefore, I didn't do a new Gneva not from the Bailim. I deepened my existing Gneva from the Bailim. And that's why I can be Chayiv Kepel and Dalva. Hey, that's Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's not saying in the Kimli Ramini case. I'm just claiming, not me, David and Morty, are claiming that you can take this from Chaim and apply it to our Gemara also. He's answering the Rambam in the Sugya of Tavra Vashasya, one of the three sheets in Tavra Vashasya. But you can take that and apply it to our case also, and then maybe you can rescue Rav Chanan.
I actually think about what's the Chiddush here. That's a classical case. Someone's a Ganav, he takes it, keeps it in the house, next month he shecks it. Means Chayiv Dal Vahey. As long as you say that the Kingly Mirai means if they stole it, then what's...
So,
that's it. I mean...
No, okay, no. It don't make it out to be no Kiddush. Normally, I'm already Chayiv Karen and Kepo. I'm already Chayiv Kepo. Then, when I check for a month later, Chayiv Dal Vahey for continuing my Kepo. The Kiddush of Rav Chaim is, even though you weren't Chayiv Karen and Kepo yet, it's a continuation. You can also go back and count and be Mechayiv Karen and Kefal. That's the Chiddush Rav Chanan, the continuation. Because in this case, I wasn't Chayiv Kefal of four yet. I was only Chayiv Kefal of one.
No,
so, but that's the Chiddush Rav Chaim. We all know continuation can be Mechayiv for the last stage of Dal Behei. The Chiddush Rav Chaim is that the continuation can also be Mechayiv anew for Karen and Kefal. That's the Chiddush Rav Chaim.
Karen is
or at least Kefal.
It just came.
Okay. Correct. Yeah.
I mean, because the problem with using Rav Chaim to explain Rav Chanan is that Rav Chanan brought up with Piksos, so you're probably Mazik. To say Mazik is really...
No, he brought up Piksos to say he's not explaining like Piksos.
No, it's in the...
To brought up Piksos to say, I'm not saying like Piksos, rather I'm saying like Piksos.
Didn't Piksos say it was Mazik?
Yeah, and Rebbe Chanan was saying, I'm not explaining based on the Ketosis.
Why would?
Rather, I'm explaining based on the Nesivos.
There's a...
Nesivos says, Zela. Just the Pashup shot of Nesivos, you'd say, Zela, but where do you get Kefal? You have to add Rebbe Chaim to make the Nesivos into... to make the Nesivos into Kefal.
But didn't what... Didn't we have the Nesivos before saying that you didn't steal it yet? Didn't you put the Nesivos
in? No. That was Rabbi Kiva Iger, the Nesivos was masking to this part of the Yisod.
Right.
He never took it to the result that Rabbi Kiva Iger did. Basically, the Nesivos was masking to half of Rabbi Kiva Iger's of logic. Doesn't necessarily use masking to the second half. Mm-hmm. Right? All I meant is that one of Rabbi Kiva Iger's two Hanachos is also in the Nesivos. So even though one of the Tanachos in the Nesivos, the Nesivos doesn't hold like the full Rabbi Kiva Iger, or the Nesivos does, and so Rabbi Chanan was lo meduyach. But Rabbi Chanan would say just because the Nesivos has part of what Rabbi Kiva Iger says, doesn't mean he holds the whole idea of Rabbi Kiva Iger. Okay, that is the Hesber of the Ritva. Now, we have only one thing left, and this is very, meaning it ties into some very sodistic in Yonim, and really you get the whole sugya here of what's the nature of the din of Ein Gonev Achar Ganav. How do you get around Gonev Achar Ganav? Then you have these three, again, the second one might not really work so well for Gneva. It would work better for Gzeva. But you have three ways of getting around, unless someone else comes up with a clever answer, three ways of getting around Ein Gonev Achar Ganav, Chayiv Kefal, and Dal Behev. Now let's go back for a moment to the Rashba. The Rashba says clearly you're putter from Kefal and Dal Behev. What just is not so clear in the gears of the Rashba? Let's go back to the Rashba, right? There. Sorry. It says, hold on. We still have the Rashba here. Good, we can use this Rashba. Gonav bit Shabbos. Machteres tavach achar ha-Shabbos. Good, says the Rashba Potter. Right? And he says, maybe even Rashi agrees with me, unlike what the Ritva quoted from Rashi. However, potter from what? Does he argue a little on the Ritva or totally on the Ritva? What are the two things you could hold? Ritva says chayiv kefal dal behei. What are the two other options? Obviously, potter from kefal dal behei. What still is interesting and we might want to know? Are you chayiv keren or not, right? Are you putter from Kefel, or are you putter even from Keren? The Lushan of the Rashba, as we have in front of us, what does it sound like? What? Do I have a Rashba in here? I'll read you the Rashba, you tell me how it sounds. Ready? Says the Rashba, here we are, sorry. Sorry. Shari pot the imkein maishna tovach of Shabbos afilo tovach of chol nami even if it's away from chol. Shari potter mi kefal. He's potter from kefal. The iser Shabbos bolo because the iser of Shabbos. V'imein gnei vein tefichu mechira. If there's no gnei, there's no tefichu mechira. What does he say? He says potter mi kefal. Here, the way the Rashba says it here, at least, is Potter mi kefel. So says the Rashba, Potter mi kefel. Sounds like Potter mi kefel, yes?
In the Bar Ilan, it is Nusuch Acher mi keren.
Okay, that was the footnote I gave you in the Masada Rav Kook, right? It says in Ksav Yad Mem. What's Ksav Yad Mem?
Montefiore,
okay. Or he actually looked, okay. Ksav Yad Montefiore, good guess though. Ksav Yad Montefiore. it says Potter Mikeret. And not only that, in the Shut Rashba, what does he say in the Shut? He takes his time in the Shut Rashba. What does he say in this case? First he says that the Hashal Oganav Elikain Pikotin Hubiyadu, Kishol Havilo Machayev. No, he's not a Ganav now. It's just like he's not a Ganav, because he sold it on Shabbos. It's just like he takes a Pikadon. Vahashim chayv akarna lo kfeila. Vekachas rabbis al b'ksuas tehilach dafiyim machteres isu ve'enim ahadu loyim marfi lo k'tur minas shlumin v'lo od. First he says you're potter from kefil. Then he says v'lo od elafilas shlumi keren potter. He's even potter from keren. Right? He's even potter from keren. Therefore, he's there, and therefore he says, "Chayin gonav b'Shabbos b'talav b'Shabbos, also double lacher b'Shabbos. Whether you're talking about b'Shabbos or after Shabbos, chayin gonav kiss b'Shabbos or dinul anar b'Shabbos or lacher Shabbos. You steal a wallet on Shabbos and throw it in the river on Shabbos or after Shabbos. Well, olam potter may hakol, potter from everything, potter from everything." And then he gives his shot in the sugya. Says the Rashba k'sav yad mem. Maybe the Rashba says one gerus of the Rashba says potter mikefil, right? One Gerson in the Rashba says, Potter from Kefal. Right, so maybe the Rashba says, means Dafka Potter from Kefal. But clearly, the Rashba, Ksav Yad Montefiore, and in the Shut, says, Potter Afilu Mikeren. You're even Potter from Keren. Not just from Kefal. In our Rashba, it's not clear. He says Potter from Kefal. The Diak would be, but he's Chayiv in Keren. But you're not sure. Should you make the Diak? Should you not make the Diak? You know, it sounds like, right? Sounds like mashmaos of the Rashba of the Girsa Hadfus of the Rashba, or the regular, the main mashmaos of our Girsa of the Rashba is part of Mikefel and Chayiv Keren. But we can't know for sure. Because maybe meant Karat Mikefel Lavdaf, we also meant Pata Mikeren, and at the very least in the Shut and in the Savyad Montefiore of his Chiddush Mekusuba says explicitly Potter Mikeren. Now we have a fascinating question. What's our fascinating question? We have a fascinating machlokas here.
Mikeren is only if it's not Chayim.
Correct. Correct. But let's say you shechted it. Right, okay. What's the machlokas? The machlokas is this. What if you were gonev the you were gonev with kimlig bramine, right? The shiber, right? Without kimlig bramine. Are you chayev keren or not? Are you chayev keren or are you not chayev keren? Right? So what do you say? Could say chayev keren or potter afilu Mikeren. Chayev Keren is maybe the Chidushe Rashba here. Potter, even Mikeren, is the Chidushe Rashba Ksav Yad Montefiore and the Shut Rashba. Give me a second. This is not a machlokas that originated in our sugya. This is really a machlokas elsewhere. Where? In the sugya, Sanhedrin of Ayin Bezim and Aleph, says the Mishnah Sanhedrin of Ayin Bezim and Aleph. Sanhedrin Ayin Bezim and Aleph, says the Mishnah. Sanhedrin Ayin Bezim and Aleph. Habab Machteres B'Shiber Sachavis. Abab Machteres who breaks the barrel. If Ein Lo Damim Potter, if he's Abab Machteres who could be killed, he's Kimlud Ramine, he is Potter. He's potter if he breaks the barrel. Where did he break the barrel? In the machteres or at home? Says Rashi. Where is this Rashi? Where did I say the Rashi was?
Mistabra.
Mistabra, sorry. Yeah. Mistabra milsed rab the potter v'sheshiver. When is he potter if he broke it? Bain, this is Rava, we pass it like. Bain, achsho, bain la'acherzman. Whether he broke it now or he broke it later, he's potter. Rashi in Sanhedrin says, this is the exact same case, right? He stole it in the Machteris, then he broke it after the Machteris. Potter even from Keren. He's talking about the breaking here. He's talking about Keren. Says Tosus in Sanhedrin, Mistavra milsud rab sheshiber, being told by Kamashvalan. Is it obviously potter if he broke it? Yishlomer, no. Kamashlom Rav, afilu shiver achar kach. The chiddush is even if he broke it at home, he's still potter. Says Tosfos in Sanhedrin, even if you broke it at home, you're still potter. And that's not only Tosos in Sanhedrin, it stands away from our Tosos also. If you remember, what did our Tosos say in the end? What's the Chiddush that you need to learn by Shabbos and by Machteres? Avgat Lushosh Yuschai V'dayinamon V'en Lov L'mim Kimlud Ramine K'dom Rabba Gufa Afilov Yim Tot Baracha Mifter Alek Neva. Okay. He doesn't explicitly talk about Keren, but certainly he sounds like, even though it was Ba'en and you broke it afterwards, you're still Potter. Okay, here he didn't say explicitly you're Potter even from Keren. But certainly, Tosos here, in light of the Tosos Sanhedrin, would read well. Who argues on Rashi and Tosos and Sanhedrin? The Ramban. The, again, we'll call it the Mochamos. The Mochamos in Sanhedrin says no way. He says, what are you talking about? I stole it in Machteres, and then I stole it in Machteres, and then I break it afterwards. Hold on. I broke your item afterwards. Why shouldn't I be chayiv? Of course I'm chayiv if I break your item afterwards. He says, Pashan, I'm chayiv if I break your item afterwards. Ah! The Gemara says at the end of the Sugya Sanhedrin that if you steal something and throw it in the river, you're potter. So Rashi says, ah, if you steal it, if you throw it in the river later, you're potter. Says the Rashi, if you throw it in the river later, you're potter. Right? That's what he said. You throw it in the river, whether now or later. The Ramban says, no. It means if you steal something and throw it in the river, at the time you're in the Machteres, you're potter. If the Machteres opens into a river, you tunnel from a river and you throw it into the river, you're potter. But it doesn't mean, of course you're not potter if you throw it in the river later. If I stole your iPhone, the Machteres, now I'm not chayvis anymore. Now I go home, and when I go home, I break the iPhone. Of course I'm chayiv, says the Ramban. So this is the famous machlokas between the Ramban, the Balamor, by the way, agrees with Rashi and Tosos in Sanhedrin. I mean, that's an easy guess once you know what the Ramban holds. Not that the Balamor always tried to write the opposite of the Mochamos. Right, the Balamor came first, but generally
the Mochamos
only bothered, it's not that he always disagreed with Balamor, it's that he only bothered
to
write anything when he disagreed with him. Okay, which happens to be a lot of the time. Yeah. Okay, this is the lay of the land. You have the Ramban, and maybe one Gerson the Rashba here, who say, you're still chayiv Karen, you're still chayiv if you break it later. Why should you watch if you break it later? Maybe, it doesn't have to go as far as the Ritva and say you're chayiv Kevel and Dalav Hay. No, we don't go as far as the Ritva and say Kevel and Dalav Hay, but you're at least chayiv for breaking it. But you have many Mishonim, Rashi, Tosos, Balamor, the Rashba in most places, most verses, say you're Potter Ligamri. Okay, I guess first of all, we just have to ask, Misvara, who makes more sense? Who makes more sense, Misvara? Who makes more sense, Misvara? Should you be Chayav for bringing it later, or Potter for bringing it later? Not a right and wrong answer. If you're not interested in discussing this, we don't have to. What?
The answers are too dangerous.
Okay. No, but now... okay. So you're already bringing Rukhaim in correctly. I think the Svara, again, this is forgetting about the Ritva for now, right? Who would say, and the Rambam could be, you know, maybe. Forget about the Ritva, who would say more radical things, right? We're leaving out the Ritva. Right? Besides the Ritva. So, the Svara here, I think, is pretty pashut. Here it is. I'm doing a new gzela, and even if you want to say that Gozlach or Gazel is Potter, right? Or at least a new mazik, right? Meaning, assume I'm chayv nothing until now, but now that I broke it, now I'm stealing it, according to the Sivas. And even if you don't want to say no, you can't steal something that's already stolen. Fine, Tana, you can't steal something already stolen. I'm definitely being mazik, right? Why shouldn't I be chayiv for being mazik? I broke your property. So why shouldn't I be chayiv? And then just far from the Mochamos, his far was pretty pashut. I'm chayef because I was mazik your property. Even fine, forget to steal it. I didn't steal your property, sold it already. But I was mazik your property, so I should be chayef. I was at least mazik. Either I was gozel or mazik. I had definitely one of those two things to your property.
Even more, until you threw it in the river or whatever you did to it, he could get it back.
Exactly. I still give it back to him, right? Exactly. I still have to give it back to him, remember? We pass like Rav against Rav. I still have to give it back to him when it's bad. Okay. So what's the svara for Rashi and Tosfos? And we still have to figure that out a little. I know Aaron answered already, and Joel also wants to answer.
Well, no, if you didn't like Rabbi Kibanga, that he didn't do a Maxim Zeil in the first place. And even the Chiyuv HaShava.
So fine, maybe
even
the Zeil.
Even the Chiyuv HaShava is only Mizrach Banu.
Okay, don't give me the Balmor yet. Hold it. Okay. Now, hold on. Let me illustrate this a little further. Forget about the svara. The svara is nicha, fine. Even more powerful than a svara, perhaps, is a proof. Is there any case in Shas like this? If you stole something and you weren't really chayev a certain amount and then later you broke it, what happens? Is there any case like this in Shas? I stole something, let's say I'm not chayev $4. And then I break it. What sugi is that? Tavra v'shasya.
Right?
That is the Ramban's proof. If you look in the Mochamos there, right, that's his proof. His proof is, what's the Ramban's proof? The Ramban's proof, again, this might not mean you're chayiv Kapon Dal Vehei, that's the Chiddush of the Ritva. But it's at least Chayav Karen. Proof is Gazal Shaveh Echad, right? Finis Yaker the Amad Al Dalid the Tavra O Shasye, right? Tavra, you broke it, or Shasye, you drank it. Chayav Dalet, right? Tavra Shasya. If you break it later, you're Chayav more. So says the Ramban, pretty pashut, says the Ramban that it's a good parallel. The case of Tavra Vishasya is, Shaskineva, Shashvira, Shaskineva, you're chayav one. Shashvira is a new machayav of four. So too, says the Ramban, that in the case of Kimle Rav Mine, right? Meaning, not in the case you've broken the machteris and you shechted on Shabbos, you've broken outside the machteris, right? Of Shiver Chutz L'Machteres. Originally, you were Chayav zero, because of Kindled Rav Mine. But we just learned, what did we learn from Tavra V'Shasya? That we just learned that when you break it, now there's a new Machayav of, let's call it four. What's the difference, right? Just like you originally Chayav one when you break it, you're now Chayav four. So you originally Chayav zero when you break it, you're now Chayav four. That's the Ramban's logic. He says, I have a good svara. Don't tell me once something's stolen, you can't be mazik it. You can't be gomev it. You can't be gozel it. I have a proof that you can, I'm not sure how it works, but you can be either gomev, gozel, or mazik. You're certainly chayav for breaking something already stolen, because there's a new chayav before. That's Ramban's proof. How do Rashi and Tosfos and the Rashva and the Baal HaMor, although he has his own way, get out of this proof? Right? How do we answer for Rashi and Tosos? Right? Rashba and the Baal HaMor. How do they get out of this proof? So, what does the Baal HaMor say? A little radically. And the Rashba actually seems to say this in the next Siman in the Shut, perhaps. What's one answer? How would you get out of this proof? Okay. Everyone ready? Defend Rashi and Tosos and the Rashba against the Ramban's proof.
Another round there.
What?
Another round there.
What does he say?
The Ramban says the case of the Tatar Rashab says is Nezek, not Gzeva.
That doesn't help. So why aren't you chayiv for Nezek? So you should be chayiv for Nezek. I stole it in my terrace, then I broke it later. I should be chayiv for Nezek. Right? The Ramban's not going to help you. I mean, even if it's Mazik, I don't care. What does the Ramban say? Here, I'll give the Ramban a little asterisk. Whether it's Mazik or Gzela, either way, he's Chayev, right? Who cares that the Machlok Tzotz and Nesivas and the Chidush Aran who held like the Tzotz? You're Chayev, right? Even top of Vishasya, I'm a Mazik when I break it. Then when I steal my terrace, I bring it home and break it, I'm a Mazik. That proves that a Mazik is Chayev bringing Mazik a stolen item. And if I'm a thief for breaking it, then over here I'm a thief. So, how do we answer, how do we defend Rov Rishonim against the Ramban? The Yad Ramah, by the way, there, I quote a little snippet. He quotes both opinions. He's not Machri between them. Exactly. That's probably what the Yad Ramah means. What does the Yad Ramah say? Says the Yad Ramah, he says, I'll paraphrase it, right? He says, don't compare. He says, I know that's a kasha. He says, I know the kasha from Tav Rishasya. He says, don't compare our case to Tav Rishasya. Tav Rishasya, he was chayiv originally. It just was worth less. Over here, he wasn't chayiv originally. Tav Rishasya, if it was worth four originally, he would have been chayiv. He didn't have an original chiyuv. Here, he wasn't chayiv originally. I think the Yad Ramah is saying the Grach, and the Grach explicitly says this in Makos. And so one answer is the Grach. Says the Grach and the Yad Ramah. I think that's what he means. All he says is that it's a difference whether the original chayiv or not. What does he say? He says that no. Tav Rishasya, he says, let's take this back a second. He says, and here it gets a little tricky in the Svara, but he says, theoretically, once I already stole something, it's not Theoretically, once I already stole something, you can't say, why did you steal it again? I already stole it. You can't even say, why did you damage it? No, once I stole something, I'm not chayiv for hezek. Once I stole something, I'm not chayiv for hezek. I already have my kinyanei davis, already my rishus. I haven't done anything worse by being mazik, unlike the nesivas. However, tavir v'shasya, it's really tavir oshasya, is chayiv. Clearly, he's assuming it's not mitam mazik, but chayiv mishum gzela, exactly, as a hemshech of the original chayiv gzela. This is exactly where Rav Chaim said his vart. I mean, the other place Rav Chaim said his vart, right? Same vart. He says it over there in the Grachal Shasin, but in Baba Kama, he says it here in the Graf of Shas and Makos. He says Tavar Rishasya is not Chayiv, and I think also there says Tavar Rishasya is not Chayiv as a new Mechayiv. No, it's the old Mechayiv. All of the old Mechayiv is one. No, but now I've added to the old Mechayiv, and now it's four. So he says, Tav Rishasya Chayim Shem Zela, Hemshev of the original Chayim Zela. But, in the case of Kim Lev Rabinei, and here he takes the opposite answer that he gave for the Ritva, or for the Ram, he said, well, no, he wasn't talking to Kim Lev Rabinei there. However, but in Kim Lev Rabinei, There is no, I know this is the opposite of how we used him to explain the Ritva. That's fine, he's explaining two different shittas. He's explaining two different shittas, takes the opposite way. And the Ritva says, you do have an original gezeira to work off. You say, no. Kimon Rav, I mean, you didn't do anything. There is no original gezeira. So, you can't be chayiv. That's the first answer. Meaning, there's no such thing as being chayiv twice. Once you steal something, you can't be chayiv again. You can't be chayiv twice, but you can be chayiv as a continuation and deepening of your original chiyuv. Therefore, in makom, tabra v'shasi, if I stole it, it was one, I have a chiyuv. I can deepen the chiyuv by breaking it. But if I stole it with kimlu d'rabin, I had no chiyuv in the first place. If I have no chiyuv in the first place, then I have nothing to work off, and I'm potter. That's where Chaim's answer. The Balamor, and I think that's what the Yavarah means. That's what the Yavarah says. Ah, when are you chayiv for bringing it later? If you would have been chayiv originally. The Balamor gives a different answer. The Balamor, I mean, and there's actually the Shut Rashba in Simon Yud Ches, and the next Simon sounds this way. He just says, a radical chiddush. He says that the reason you're putter is because Mida Oraisa Rav is correct. And you don't have to return it even then. Remember, Rav had a radical shita. If you steal something off terrorists, you can keep it, you don't have to return it at all. It's yours forever. We don't passing like Rav. Said the Balamor, radical suggestion. Ah, Midoraisa, we passing like Rav. Midoraisa, if I steal something off terrorists, I can keep it. I never have to give it back to you. It's only Midrabanan I have to give it back to you. So since it's only Midrabanan, so therefore why am I putter? Basically what he's saying is that putter because I broke my own item. And the takana drabanan to return it is only if it's been. Okay, this is a radical idea. What he's saying is that when I steal something machteres, you know I am putter from Karen if I sheft it later or I break it later? Because really, midoraisa, once I steal it machteres or on Shabbos, I can keep it forever. It's only midrabanan I have to give it back to you. Midrabanan I have to give it back to you if it's here. But if I break it, then midrabanan didn't make it takana, and therefore I can keep it. That's the radical sheet of the Balmor, that midoraisa, we hold if I steal something, became with Ramine, I can keep it forever. So of course I don't have to pay for being mazik or stealing because it's mine. I don't have to. It's not like tabra shafta. It's shasi. I have to give it back to you. The case is going around me. I don't even have to give it back to you. I'll just point out that the Limudei Nisan. I'm not sure if it's hard to tell if you like this far or not. But it's one of our Rosh Yeshiva, right? Nissen Alpert. Anyone remember Nissen Alpert from YU? You have to be not too old, but not too young. With Nissen Alpert. He wrote Sefer Limudei Nisan, more than one Sefer called Limudei Nisan. One of them is he collected all the Ravids from all over any Sefer, put them in the order of Bava Metzia, so that you can learn Bava Metzia with the Ravid. We don't have a Ravid in Bava Metzia. He just took every Ravid and quoted anywhere, put in the order of Bava Metzia, and wrote footnotes. He called his footnotes Limudei Nisan. He also has Limudei Nisan on the Torah, I believe. So he said, he had a clever answer. He said, really? Says the Limudei Nisan, but this is going to need, meaning, any Israeli accountants here? No, if you deal with that, then you'll like this Limudei Nisan. Because he is a very, you know, we Americans, we're used to sales tax, it's not going to help. But anyone know how that works? Value added tax? Why is it a value added tax? You don't pay tax on how much the price you sell it for. You pay tax if I buy something for 20 shekel, I sell it for 30 shekel, I pay tax on an extra 10 shekel that I created. Got before me paid for the 20, that way it all gets paid. It's actually brilliant if you think about the economics and the practicalities of it. It's much better than the American system. Okay, but that's not important. An accountant would say, ah, you bought this for 20 and you're selling it for 30? You've just created right? 10 shekel of value. I haven't created anything. It's still the same gizmo. What if it goes up in value? What would an accountant say? Ah, I bought the stock for $100. I sell the stock for $300. Ah, you've just created another $200 of value. Look at that. You just follow up and we don't think about it this way. We think it's unfair they make us pay taxes on that. What do you mean? I just sold what I bought. But no, there's some new chepta in the world here. Says the Mundane Nissan, he says this. He says, really, basically they all agree. Really, you are potter for breaking a stolen object. Ah, so why are you chayiv in case of tapra v'shasya? He says, you only stole one shekel worth. You never stole the other three shekels worth yet. They weren't around when you stole it. Right? But in the case of tapra v'shasya, you hadn't yet stolen three dinars worth. Now that's funny, because like, if it was a barrel of wine, you stole the whole barrel of wine. Not only a quarter of it. It just went up in value. So he's looking at things very economically. The question is whether you're allowed to do this halachically. He says, you stole one shekel worth of wine. Now there's four shekel worth of wine, so there's three shekel you haven't stolen yet. So that one shekel you're not chayiv for breaking it. You're chayiv for breaking the three shekel that you never stole yet. Again, it's a funny way of looking at it, because you're looking at it not as an object, but as a value. As an object, you stole, let's say, a liter of wine. I stole a liter of wine, and now I broke a liter of wine. He says, no, you stole a shekel of wine, now you broke four shekel of wine. So you broke three shekel of wine that were never stolen yet, that just came out of thin air. And therefore you're chayiv on that. Okay, well, you have to think about whether really halachically we look at things this way. But these are three answers, so let's just chazer and then we will call it a day. How do we differentiate between? How come Rov Rishonim think in Tavra Vashasya, you're chayiv for breaking it after you steal it? But in Kimla Rama, you're not chayiv for breaking it after you steal it? So here is Tavra Vashasya, and here is the case of Kimla Ramine, Vishiver Acharzman. According to the first answer, the graph, here, you're chayiv for continuing your chiyuv, but in this case, there's no chiyuv to continue. Again, it's the same yisod of the graph, but applied the opposite direction as the rikva. According to the answer of the balamor, is you're always chayiv, but in this case, Mida Oraisa, you broke your own item. And that's why you're pachter. You're always chayiv if you break a stolen item. But it's not a stolen item, it's your item. You get to keep it, Mida Oraisa. It's only your abundant, you have to return it. And three, the Limudei Nisa would say, here, you're chayiv for a new gzela of three dinar. While over here, your potter, because it's the same object. Physically it's the same object, but economically it's a different object, and that's the Chachal Mudei Nisan, that he thinks maybe you can view things as an economic identity, and not in terms of their actual physical, scientific, concrete identity.
Is he saying that name of the Ravid?
What?
Is he trying to prove that that's what the Ravid knows?
What does the Ravid say about this? He obviously was starting with the Ravid. Does the Ravid explicitly say like the Rashba here? Does he quote the Ravid here? Is this the piece where he quotes the Ravid? Okay, I don't want to. I want to let everyone go. I don't remember exactly what he had in the name of the Ravid. Okay, so we will continue next time. Mir Hashem, going further in the Gemara. I wrote going to have the Makor sheet here. So if everyone just wants to take a copy on the way out, and then I'll email out a fuller version, Amir Tashem, later today. Lee Meder. So we're going to pick up with, we're almost out of Bava Kamma by now. And it's very sad. This next year is going to be the end of Bava Kamma for the whole pair. We're almost out of Bava Kamma now, but we just have one more part of our Gemara, which still talks about Gneva's Para, and it's a transition from Bava Kamma to Bava Metzia. We're going to move from Gneva to Shomrim. So this sheet will, I don't know if we'll focus all on one shear, but we'll deal with the Para She'ula and theft versus the Chiyuv of Shomrim of Para She'ula. And after this, just last brief few lines of Gemara, we're going to get back to actual onus of Mefata even a little, and certainly, old-fashioned from the problem.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening.